From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired Profiles guitarist Brennan Dillon and his debut instrumental CD, Bullet Ride. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to another edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. I don't get much instrumental music coming Rockwired's way, but guitarist Brennan Dillon has got a kick-ass debut with Bullet Ride, an instrumental album that successfully blends electronica with rock. Rockwired spoke with Brennan regarding his new release, and you'll hear all that in just a few minutes. But from his CD, Bullet Ride, here is Brennan Dillon with War Parade. From the album Bullet Ride, that was Brennan Dillon with War Parade. Visit Brennan at myspace.com/Brennan.Dillon. Rockwired spoke with Brennan over the phone regarding his new release, and here's how the interview went. Well, with your CD out for everybody to hear now, how do you feel about the end result now that all the work that has gone into making it is behind you?
Yeah, I think it paid off for sure. You know, it was a lot of work. You know, it took pretty much like all summer. Like, you know, before going into the studio, I had to I was writing for a few weeks, and then, you know, keeping up, like practicing and doing all that, and then going into the studio, and then we'd have to redo everything, you know, so I was just doing it on a demo on a laptop kind of thing, and then you go into the studio and then you do everything professional with Pro Tools and all that, and then we recorded the guitars, and it took a while, and I learned a lot, and it was definitely I wouldn't say it was tough, but it was just very it was some days I'd be just playing for hours and hours, and it starts to wear on you, but, you know, at the end of the day, it was a lot of fun, and, you know, I'm really happy with the end result and the product, so it's cool.
Who all did you work with in terms of production, or was it all you?
When I went in to the studio, and they had, a producer, but it wasn't, I don't know, it was kind of I just brought in all my songs, and we just kind of, you know, redo the drums, and it was all pretty straightforward, you know. Just.
I see. And talk about how music began for you. How did that start?
I started playing the saxophone when I was 10, the alto saxophone, and from there it was kind of I was just into mainly jazz and swing and all the big bands and classical music, and then around seventh grade, it was they had bands, and so I joined the jazz band, and so it kind of went from there. And then when I was 14, I picked up the guitar, and it's kind of I wanted to do rock music, and so I did that for about a year, and then took up classical guitar, and kind of. That's where it kind of all started to happen, you know, I sort of fused them both together, so it was playing neoclassical, and I'd go to a bar back, it was called the Rainbow, and for about, 3 years, when I was 15, I think I started going, I'd just go a couple times a week, and just, they'd have jams, and just go up on stage and play with a band, and, never, hearing the song, I'd just be able to, pick it up within, 15 seconds and just play, in the background and add different melodies, and I guess, from that, it was, the saxophone really helped a lot, because it's, single notes, and I guess just playing in bands, and then being able to go up on stage, and I was 15, because I've done it, for 5 years playing the saxophone before that, so it's it was really natural, you know?
I see. And at what point did composing and songwriting begin for you on the guitar?
Since I picked it up. Even when I was playing the saxophone, I'd, come up with different melodies and all that, so it was kind of just, I guess, from day one, pretty much, you know?
I see. And explain, if you can explain it, the songwriting process for you. How does that work?
It's just this CD, it was kind of get the computer on and maybe have a drum beat and then start playing the synthesizers and the keyboards, and it just kind of kind of happens, it's just natural. I'm not thinking about, what can I do, it's already, I'll have some melodies in my head, and then it's just getting them down on the computer kind of thing, and, if it's guitar, I'll just be do a couple warm-ups, and it just kind of just, I don't know, the hands just kind of work, and it just happens.
I see. And with that being said, what songs off of this album resonate for you the most and why?
Probably like Bullet Ride and War Parade. Because, like, you know, I wrote Bullet Ride in about like 30 minutes back in Boston on my laptop. And I thought, like, you know, that song was kind of lame, I guess. When I brought it to the studio, I wasn't sure, but they're like, yeah, you know, you should just bring it and stuff. And so I brought it, and we just added a few extra things, and then it kind of just happened from there, you know, just like, it, from what I thought didn't sound so great, it just, they're like, oh, you know, we can just make it sound professional and everything, and it happened, and I was like, wow, you know, this is really cool, so. I guess it's just patience, you know, and just adding more guitar or changing a few things around.
And have there been any live performances of any of the music, you know, from the CD?
Oh, yeah. I played at the LA Music Awards show on November 15th at Paramount. And then I played at the Falcon because, like, I won, like, Best Guitarist, Rock Guitarist of the Year. So that's how I got that award. And then through that, like, I did a bunch of, like, interviews and met a bunch of people and press. And this guy, David Harrison Levy, he puts on, like, these red carpet events. And it's mainly, like, for, like, breast cancer and stuff. But he has, like, a show. And, you know, he puts on a lot of shows. So a couple weeks after that, I played at the Falcon. Like right on Sunset Boulevard, and then on Friday I played at the Whiskey A Go-Go, so that was fun.
Visit Brennan at myspace.com/Brennan.Dillon. From his CD Bullet Ride, here is Brennan Dillon once again with Point Break. listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Rockwired.com proudly presents the December Artist of the Month, Circle Down, and their EP, Mobius. Combining the grit of metal and the pulsating rhythm of hip-hop, Circle Down creates a one-of-a-kind rock and roll punch that kicks your ass into next week with rockin' slammin' jams such as Half Step, Ashes Falling, and Crash. Tough times call for tough people, and years of rough starts has only made this band even tougher. This is rock and roll. This is Circle Down and their EP Mobius, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit Circle Down at www.circledown.com. Cast your vote for the Rockwired Artist of the Month. This month's nominees are Sweet Kiss Mama, Brandon McHose, La Cat, The Jesus Rehab, The Matt Burke Band, Kelly Lee Evans, and 49 Stones. Vote for your favorite artist right here at rockwired.com. Polls will close on New Year's Eve, and the winner is announced on January 3rd. You can only vote once, so make your vote count right here at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Coming soon to rockwired.com, a show that will change the way you think about the music industry. Rockwired Media presents Rock and Trade Weekly Report, a show all about the business of rock and roll. Join us as we profile some of the top entrepreneurs in the industry and shine a light on the issues facing music making today. The Rock and Trade Weekly Report, coming in January to rockwired.com. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Welcome back to Rockwired Radio Profiles here at rockwired.com. Today we're giving it up for guitarist Brennan Dillon and his debut instrumental CD, Bullet Ride. Rockwired spoke with Brennan about his new release, and here's how the rest of the interview went. And how easy is it to get the sound of the CD onto a live stage? Because it sounds like there's a lot of sequencing in the CD.
Yeah, it's I have like a DJ set up, so I have like, you know, the Pioneer CDJs, and I have Serato and a laptop, so I have all my tracks, and then I have a guitar, you know, 412 crank cabinet, and then a rig, and then I just play guitar over the tracks, and then when they end, pretty much, I'll just like do a quick mix, the headphones on, like a DJ, I guess. And just do it like that. It's pretty like I don't know. It's for me, playing live, it's just it sounds so much better than on the record, because I've like progressed so much in the few months that I've made it. And so I'm always never like sitting still and, you know, playing the same lick over and over again. Kind of, you know, add other things and just make it sound like more aggressive or harder at sometimes, you know.
And with that being said, what do you think is next for you musically? What would you like? What would you like your next musical project to be?
You know, going on tour. I think I'd like to. You know, I definitely like to go on South by Southwest this March. Same with the WMC, the Winter Music Conference in Miami. I'd really like to go tour Europe and Scandinavia, you know. Like I've heard that, like, the scene for like music and dance clubs and raves and stuff, it's really big over there. It's definitely something I wanna get on, you know.
What about scoring? You ever think about that? I mean, you know, so some of the stuff you do, you know, just makes me think of a sci-fi film or something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely, yeah. I've thought about that, too. I'd like to do that as well. You know, there's so many things, like, I want to do, you know, it's like do my own solo thing while touring. Also, you know, like you said, like film scoring, writing songs for commercials, TV, and video games also. Like being a session guitarist, and you know, say if there's like a rock band like Motley Crue or something, and they need another guitar player to go for a couple months, like I'd definitely love to be a part of that. You know, it's something I've always wanted to do, like play with those guys, definitely.
What would you like a person to come away with after they've heard this album?
It's just a good time, I guess. I'm not really big on writing like sad songs and stuff. I like, you know, like really upbeat music, and so usually like when I play, people are kind of like, wow, you know, this is crazy. They come up to me after and they'll say, you know, I really like what you do, and it's a good feeling, you know. It's like it's nice to hear, you know, somebody says like I enjoy what you do. It's cool. So
visit Brennan at myspace.com/Brennan.Dylan. Here is Brennan with the title track of his album, Bullet Ride. Bye. that's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Brennan Dillon for his time and music, and to Rhonda Brilliant of Rainmaker Media Group. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005.